The Wall Street Journal is reporting today on what's sure to be a controversial new plan to rate the quality of doctors and hospitals. More than two dozen of the country's largest employers have banded together to help their employees pick the best health care provider. Joining me now is the Journal's informed patient columnist, Laura Landreau. Good morning.
Good morning.
How would this work?
Well, I think it's going to work the way we do other consumer products and services. The idea is that unlike everything else we buy in our life, we need some kind of consumer information to help us make a judgment about the product that we're buying on price and quality.
And the measure, I mean, what would they be doing?
Well, they'd be looking at doctors. Hospitals, there's already a lot of performance data out there, and people are pretty familiar with hospital report cards now. There's a lot of publicly reported data. There are accreditations that have to be done. So getting information about how many procedures a hospital performs, what its mortality rates are, is a lot more easy and it's more common. With doctors, we really have, on the individual, the 600,000 doctors that there are out there, we really have very little information about them. The information that we do have is the insurance and pharmacy claims that they submit. And this group is looking to mine the data in those claims to look at the kind of care that doctors are prescribing.
Relying on data from insurance claims, they're not always accurate. Is that fair?
Well, I think accuracy, obviously we all know doctors will check one thing when it's another, but by and large what they're saying is it's imperfect, but it's better than nothing. It will give us an idea, is this doctor prescribing the right tests, the tests that have been proven by medical evidence to be correct for, say, if you're a diabetic, are you getting the right checkups? Are you being prescribed the right drugs? If you are a blood pressure patient, are you getting your blood pressure medications and are you getting those prescriptions filled? There are ways to measure using the claims to show, is the care being provided on the quality of medical evidence that's out there that we know works?
There are a lot of intangibles in healthcare. How well you trust your doctor or how well she or he communicates. I mean, the friendliness of a hospital staff. Would these be rated as well?
No, these frankly cannot be rated. And those are the kind of things people, I think, have to figure out a little bit more for themselves. And I think doctors will say this is one of the biggest problems. My relationship with my patient, the trust that we have, my knowledge of that patient over time and what the quirks of that patient are, what the family situation is, how well I respond to that. So no, those are not things that would be rated by this system. But again, I think the point that these employers are making is we're asking our employees to dig much deeper into their own pocket for healthcare, and we're asking consumers to make more informed choices. So we have to give them the information to make those choices.
Well, there is another problem, and that's that the best doctors and hospitals often take the sickest patients, those who are most likely to stay sick or to die. They wouldn't do so well in this rating system, would they?
Well, it's hard to say. Again, this is very much in its early stage, and I think there's going to be a lot of bumps to get over before they figure out exactly how this works. But I think the idea is if you are performing, no matter how sick a patient is, if you're performing a test, and if you are providing the drug regimen, if you are working to care for the patient based on the evidence, and they're not reinventing the evidence. They're looking at very important and well-known quality groups like the National Committee for Quality Assurance, the National Quality Forum, the folks who have already said, here's what we know works. Remember, you've seen these studies that say Americans are only getting, I think it's 50% of the health care that evidence shows works. And our health care quality has been called a quality chasm. It's been called terrible compared to other countries. We all think we get health care in this country that's very good, but in fact, the care isn't always that good. And if you can go to the doctors who provide the best, the idea is your health care is going to be better in the long run.
So just quickly, when will this all be in place?
I think the idea is starting next year, you'll start to see some of these scorecards, and this plan will evolve over the next 3 to 5 years for these employers. And, of course, these are 28 employers serving 2 million people and their dependents. Hopefully they want other people to get on the bandwagon as well.
Thanks very much. Laura Landreau is the informed patient columnist and assistant managing editor for The Wall Street Journal.